Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Breaking news is that Big Willie 105.5, starting tomorrow, is going to be featuring the song Power of the Water regarding Wheeling, West Virginia, the area for all of the flooding. And it's Ryan Jay who wrote the song and also produced it, although he did not sing it. I thought you also were the singer. You corrected me. You're not the singer, but you've got a special app that was able to help you do that. So, you can hear that starting tomorrow on Big Willie 105.5, Power of the Water. You can also go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. That song is pinned. That is, it is the first post that you're going to see, and you're going to see the video. By the way, I meant to ask you about this. Ryan Jay, our very special guest, good guy, very, very good guy from Rayland. Where did you get the video from? Where did you get the footage?
So the footage was videos and pictures that people from the area and, you know, the affected area in Ohio County, including victims, have sent me. So as I was, like I said earlier, as I was looking through all the pictures and the videos, that's what really made me think, you know, I should write this song for these people. And so I wrote the song, and I did not have a video yet. So it popped in my head, you know, that maybe I should put a video with this.
Sure.
And I think the video really complemented the song, and vice versa. They worked perfectly together.
Yeah. No question about that. No question. And so it is Power of the Water. We've got people calling in. Give me 1 second here. Let me see if I can make this happen. Big Willie, well, I guess he's not calling in now. So much for that. Our studio line is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. After the 8 o'clock news, we're going to be tackling all of the ugly rumors, all the rumors, ugly and not ugly, regarding the St. John Central Academy closing. Or Central Academy, what is the official name of this thing again? I keep forgetting here. I'm losing my mind here. Hold on. I got it here somewhere. Oh, Lord. Okay, in any event, so we'll be covering that after the 8 o'clock news. Right now, Ryan Jay, Power of the Water, and I'm going to be playing it starting tomorrow, featured on Big Willie 105.5 and also on our, it is pinned on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Is the first thing that you're going to see. Tell me more about this other guy that you had mentioned, Chan.
Yes.
What's his story?
More of a support figure for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that he tried to do for many years, and he couldn't due to the his voice. He claims he's not a good singer, but you know, I encourage everybody to, if you think you're not, try it. You never know. Try it. You never know until you try, Dimitri. You know, he's been a support for me for a long time, and just about everything I do. At times when everybody else was telling me that I couldn't do this or that I couldn't do that, he was back there saying, give it a try. Yeah. I think you can do it.
And this is the guy that's making a song?
No. So Corey Vance, out of Wheeling, West Virginia, yeah. He is putting together a song right now about the flooding in Ohio County. It's not finished, and I think he said we're looking at a release date around July 1st or soon after, so the 2nd or the 3rd. And I'm working on a video for him right now to go with the song, and it's something similar to what I did video wise. He used videos and pictures of the flooding and the devastation that were sent to him as well. Now see, he works for, I believe, the city of Wheeling or the county maybe, so he's been all week long he's been out there doing cleanup and restoration and things of that nature. Corey is a very talented artist.
The county and the EMS and all the people connected have done fantastic work. I must tell you, this Lou Vargo guy, I'm just telling you, I think this guy walks in water. I really do. I mean, everything's worked out.
They've been excellent.
They really have. I mean, under impossible circumstances, everything worked so smoothly.
Yes.
All of them. This guy is quiet, self-effacing, humble guy, and yet you know, he's the buck stops on his desk.
Yes, absolutely.
Everything. I've not heard. In fact, you might be the person to ask. Have you heard one complaint from anyone about the services regarding the county and EMS and all that?
I haven't. And you know, I've heard some people saying that you know, FEMA's not going to come in because Donald Trump cut FEMA.
Oh, ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Hey, we got some it more is. Calls. Let's see if we can make this happen. I guess not. Something's going on here. All right. We'll not take any more calls then. We'll just continue with this. Anything else that you learned about surviving floods? Because you've really got quite a history of these things.
You know, like I said, the biggest thing is support from people near. And that's one of the major things, Dimitri, to know that you have people there that are there for you. You have people there that will help you emotionally, physically. That's a really, really big aspect in disasters like this.
Okay. And you've got a... thing is going to be set up with the Ohio County Sheriff's Department for fundraising, right? Or not fundraising, but for donations?
Correct. I'm going to be in talks today with the Ohio County Sheriff's Department in getting supplies donated to my business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, more calls are coming in. I don't know what's going on here. Yes, hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5.
Hey, Dimitri, Big Willie here.
Hey, Big Willie, how you doing?
Hey, I can just get off the phone with the Trenton Fire Department, Dave Patterson.
Yes.
And I hate to interrupt your music thing. It's a great song. They all love it. But they need operators and dump trucks out there. They got machines, and they don't have nobody to operate them. And they need one or two dump trucks to help out the cleaning. They have no dump trucks out there. They can't get none from the state. They can't get none. The National Guard don't have none. And they got stuff piled up, but they need any dump trucks that you can get out there, get a hold of Dave Patterson, and they need a couple operators to run the machines that they have at the firehouse. And his phone number is 304-312-8436.
Wait a minute, slow down.
304-312-8436.
So they need dump trucks and operators.
They need an operator. They need one or two operators. They got skid steers and excavators. They have no operators that people donated. They need help with that, and they need dump trucks that they can load up to help take some loads. They can't get no dump trucks right now.
Excellent.
I know Edie Baker and Lippins and them, a couple of them did some stuff, but they had to go back to work. So right now they're short on dump trucks.
All right.
So if anybody can help them, sorry to interrupt your interview. But I wanted to throw that out there.
No interruption at all. We welcome it. Are you kidding me? This is great. Is there anything else, Big Willie, that we can do? Anything that this station can do, the listeners can do to help?
Not right now. That's what they need. And I know you posted my brother. That's why I called Dimitri, because Dimitri has the most listeners. Big Willie has the biggest audience of anybody. Dimitri's taken this station and turned it around in the morning. And my brother came home, his wife from home from Louisiana, and they need help up there in Rooney's Point. And it's been, put one post out, and it's crazy. After Dimitri put it up, people have been calling and trying to get stuff out there. It's nuts. And everybody appreciates what you're doing, Dimitri.
Oh, my goodness.
Big Willie 105.
Well, you're the one who's behind the scenes. You're really the secret sauce. But the bottom line is that they actually did get help after we posted this on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page.
It's amazing. It's amazing what the power of the radio station could do. The River Network, I know Mr. Behind the Scenes there, Deep Pockets, is doing what he can. It's amazing. He's going to put this guy's song on. So it's all a community thing, and no matter what people say, good, bad, or ugly, it's a show. We put on a show. Dimitri puts on a show. Whether you like him or not, it's a show, and you tune in to listen to it. But when the time comes down that you need something, everybody calls Dimitri and they want him. So thanks, Dimitri. Thanks to the radio. And the power of the High Valley is amazing.
Well, Big Willie, I got to tell you, we got to get you in here. When can we get you in here to talk about stuff?
Well, I could come in probably, maybe next week I might be able to come in and do something.
That would be great. Have your people get in touch with my people, okay?
I will. If they need anything, I give them your number first.
There you go. And I'm glad we could help your folks, truly. And it's, of course, it's the listeners who have done all this. I haven't. It's the listeners who've done all of this. Right. So happy ending. Thank you, sir. Keep up the great work. You've been wonderful for us. You really have. Thank you again, Big Willie.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dimitri. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. It's a good guy, Big Willie. We named the radio station after him. That's how much we think of him. So do you know anybody with a dump truck and operator?
I do. My cousin, Isaiah Valentine, who owns Isaiah and Dan's Hauling, he actually has equipment and he has dump trucks. I'm going to get in touch with him.
And operators?
Yes. I'm going to get in touch with him right after I leave here and give him this phone number that he just left.
That's fantastic. Oh, my God. We might be able to get this thing done for Big Willie. That's
great. So.
Well, for the victim, yes. Obviously. I mean, no question. And if people want more information regarding the donations with your business, what's it called again? The tire business, what's it called?
Steel River Tires and More Incorporated.
Okay, and that's in?
Rayland, Ohio.
Okay, and the phone number for that is?
740-512-0988 is my phone number. Again, that is 740-512-0988 for Steel River Tires and More.
All right, and they can get in touch with you as well with that too, right?
Yes, and they can also email me at ryj91@gmail.com. That is ryjay91@gmail.com.
Okay, what is it?
ryjay91@gmail.com.
Excellent, all right, great. We're almost out of time, and I always give my guest the last word to speak directly to all of our listeners here on Big Willie 105.5, as well as the River Talk Radio Network. You can say anything that you want except cursing. No, I want to make sure the dumb thing. Oh, my God, it's not on. Hold on. Now it's on. Man. Anyway, anything but no cursing. But you can repeat key points that you made during our talk. You can bring up some new points because I don't know what I don't know. I should have asked you some stuff, but I don't know what to ask you.
Absolutely. And
then again, tell them how to get in touch with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the really good guys here in the Valley. He is one of us. He is honest, decent, straightforward, just a good, good, good guy. Ryan J., my microphone is yours.
Thank you, Dimitri. I thank you for having me on the show and, you know, giving me a chance to come on and talk about this song. You know, and like I said, the positive feedback that I'm getting from the victims over this song is more than I could ask for. I'm super glad that I was able to help these folks. And if you were affected, anybody was affected that's listening to this, by the flooding that took place on was June 14th, which was a Saturday, just know that people are there for you. We're here for you. And people from all over this valley is coming together to try to help you out.
That's great. And if people want more information,
yeah, they can reach out to me at 740-512-0988. I'm sorry. Okay.
This is your phone number. This was not a trick question. Let's try this again. And if people want to reach out to you, Ryan J., what is your phone number?
740-512-0988.
See, it wasn't hard, was it? Okay. And also your email is?
My email is ryjay91@gmail.com.
Right, and you're also on Facebook.
Yes, sir, I'm on Facebook and YouTube as well at Conservative Corner Entertainment, too.
All right, and on Facebook, it is Ryan J.
Yes, I go by Ryan J. on Facebook.
All right, terrific. Well, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. You'll be hearing the song tomorrow on Big Willie 105.5 and perhaps other stations. I mean, another station in town said they're going to try to make it happen. If they can, God bless them. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. No, but we are making it happen, Big Willie 105.5. But I hope they make it happen, too,
because yes,
it's the bigger issue here.
And we thank you for that, Dimitri.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you can also see the video. We've pinned it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me at the same time on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it is the best of. We call it Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And that's on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1, 100.9, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. So please spread the word. You can also see the Facebook live stream of this. It is, well, we're doing it live now, but you can certainly share it now. And then afterwards, share it as well. If you want to help out our guy here, Ryan J., help get the word out about Power of the Water And who knows what good can come of that. After the news, we're going to be talking about all the ugly rumors throughout Belmont County. It's the Belmont Buzz regarding the closing of St. John Central Academy. And have I got a special guest for you.